头先那只我唱的歌是很轻，我感到都讲 ，share 这个热单朋友，你拉到手中叫 SBS Radio Mang Program。啥个个企业这个都肯问起，第二样个哩，这个好，你啊在去 America， 但是好唔近来，就在去日本啊，听个鲁能近来，你就在去日本听，鲁能你就日本地那里好兄弟家，听个很轻，猛哩家，来呀，牛哩家，用你哩家。
A little bit of my background. I was in the Navy for about 8.5 years, and so in 2013, I moved here to Japan to continue my Navy service. So from 2013 to 2016, this year, in March, I was working for the Navy here in Japan, pretty much.
Are you the only Hmong person that working in U.S. Navy in Japan?
No, there was a few people. The time I was here, I met maybe 6 or 7 other Hmong people.
You mean they are also from the United States of America or from other countries?
Yes.
Are they all male officer or female as well?
I met 2 females and then about 4 or 5 men. Yes, they were Navy also.
A lot of Japanese people still rally and protest about the American Navy, American soldiers in Japan. How is the issue unfold?
I'm not too certain. The only thing that I'm aware of is that they are anti-war, essentially. So they protest the Iraq war, they protest all the wars that are going on because they don't like fighting. That's my understanding of the whole situation.It seems like the Japanese are very friendly. They enjoy the presence of the Americans. However, I guess it is with certain people that the presence isn't very welcome. And I think, yeah, I think that just has more to do with traditions and setting their set ways of the past.
We are now back to talk about the Hmong student from all over the world to study in Japan or work in Japan. How is the general situation in there? Does it make you feel like you live in a very modern society and you feel lonely, you feel separate from your community, your people that you need to socialize, to meet together for your psychological benefits?
I had been in the Navy for 8.5 years, and within that time, I guess you could...say that I've always been a little different as a Hmong person. I've always been more accepting of other people, of any race or anything. But at the end of the day, you do have a longing to see your own people, talk to your own people. I always have a place for them in my heart, essentially. Even while I was here in the Navy, I actively seek out other Hmong people to become friends with them, to meet them, just so they could...know that, hey, there's another Hmong person if you ever need somebody, because I've always had that mentality myself.
Have you socialized, actually meet with Hmong people in Japan, especially might be students from Laos, from other countries that they are Hmong? Or have you ever met Hmong people migrate as refugee back then in 1980s to live in Japan?
Personally, I have not.I've only been in school for about a month right now, and the school where I'm at is pretty diverse itself. However, I haven't been able to meet any Hmong people yet. My grandmother and my aunt told me that I had a cousin out here also going to school from Laos. However, I never got the chance to meet him.Because I was unaware of where he actually was going to school at, and I never was able to get a contact number.
So how do you feel living and working in Japan?
I've always been away, so me, I find comfort in stepping out of my comfort zone. So I enjoy living the life here. That is why I'm back here in Japan. I always miss family.And love family. However, I know that I need to go do something else. I would never be as satisfied as I am now if I were just to stay home.
So how about in terms of studying in Japan?
Again, like I said, I've only been here for about a month as a student.
What do you study and what field do you study or you major in?
So currently I am wanting to major in psychology.My studies now are just general. I have to get my general studies done and a little bit of major classes here and there, however, more focused on the generals right now.
Is it hard for international students, especially from other countries, to go to Japan to study? What sort of criteria that allow you to enter in college or university?
My understanding of the situation is that it is as hard as any other school that you want to apply to. You is apply to the school, apply for the visa, or once you get to the point you apply for the visa and whatnot, if you're going to study abroad, and then it goes from there. But I would think it were as difficult as any other school.
In that terms, do you have to pocket your study by yourself, or is there any help, any funds from the Japanese government that you can apply a loan to study, and after you got a job, you can repay back?
Yeah, as far as that is concerned, I am not exactly sure. Because I was military, I am going to school on the GI Bill currently.
Do you mean that through your work, they provide an education system for you guys while you're working in Japan?
No, because right now I'm no longer in the military. The benefit of the military is that I'm able to qualify for the GI Bill, which helps me pay for school.
So the program paid for you?
Yes.
For how long? Or up until you satisfy your education hunger?
No, it is in terms of months. In this case, it was about 36 months. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
It means that after you terminate your work with the U.S. Navy, you're by your own, so you have to run your own paper, or you're still living under the U.S. Navy condition?
Yeah, I am doing it all by myself, essentially.
For example, if someone wants to study in Japan and live in Japan or tour Japan, how would you like to say?
Everything is about opportunity. When there's an open door, you got to take it. Not everybody has the ability to be able to travel and whatnot. However, Japan, like I told my friends and family when I went back home, my heart stayed here when I left in March. And as soon as I got back, it felt good to be back. I was happy to be back in Japan.
Is there any Hmong student association that outsider, especially Hmong around the world, can contact them, or have any queries about where to tour, where to go, sightseeing, what is the best place to eat, whatever in Japan that people would like to know?
I think all of those questions are just opinion-based. Everyone has their own likes and dislikes, so wherever you go, you might like something that another person doesn't like. Some network that is available here in Japan, the only I'm aware of right now is the Hmong on Facebook page. Yeah, Hmong in Japan. And other than that, I am not aware of any other such networks.
Have a final comment before we go?
I guess the only thing I have to say is that I'd probably just have to reiterate that it is kind of scary to step out of your comfort zone. Everyone is so comfortable in. It only takes really just one step to look beyond it and go try and do new things.
So what steps should you do in order to survive in terms of living, study, and tour in Japan?
It's all about managing time. Managing time, managing money. You do what is within your limits. I'm older now, so I don't like to party as much. However, I still like to go have fun with friends and whatnot. But keeping your priorities straight is number one. I got to go to school. I need to live, so I need money. And like I said, prioritizing everything within your life.
In terms of technologies and adaptation, how do you go about that?
Technology is technology. Available and you use what you have. I live on my phone, essentially. I walk around everywhere. I need my phone with me because I have to contact people. I have to get in contact with people. I can do my homework. I can do research on my phone. It's just very convenient.